welcome in a fantastic special teams coach in the NFL. He's done it for 27 seasons, folks. He's been at it a long time. He is currently the Raiders special teams coach. So let's go out to the guest line and welcome in Brad Seeley to the program. Brad, Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, Moving the Chains, Sirius XM, NFL Radio. Good to talk to you again, Brad. How you been?
I've been good, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Let's talk about the league yesterday, changing the extra point play, your concept of it, and you've probably been thinking about it for a while, but my opinion is it's not going to change very much. I think guys are still going to kick a lot more than run, go for two.
I think you're right, Pat. You know, because half the rule, you know, the ball's still on the two. If you want to go for two, it's, you know, the conversion rate's 48%. So those, we're going to have to prove, or I think the kickers are going to have to prove that they can't convert those kicks from the 15.
Yeah, and I looked at the blocked kicks last year. We'll start with the blocked ones first. There were just five blocked field goals all year from 33 yards or less.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people are excited that the block turns into 2 points and all that. I think the numbers would have to be radically different. Your thought, and Brad, when we were together, the Giants Stadium was crazy. The wind was everywhere. Everyone's theorizing that the weather conditions are going to point people towards a two-point play. And I said, hey, every team I can remember, when they got a chance at the 15-yard line and was fourth and one, they took the field goal. They didn't
exactly keep
going.
Yes. And it cracks me up is that all these teams that are in the north, you know, are saying they're at a disadvantage. Well, they're not at a disadvantage. They're playing the other team on the same field. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be what your decision is because the weather's that bad. Let's say you're in Buffalo and there's a blizzard going on. Well, that's going to maybe change your thinking. But the other part of that is you still got to score from the two in a blizzard.
Brad, I mean, do you see any unintended consequences of the new extra point rule? I've tried to throw out some hypotheticals that could happen in games. Because let's say if it does come down, team scores tied, say, 20-20. Coach says, hey, we're going for the one-pointer. Let's go for the extra point. And you know they'll be bringing the heat in terms of their field goal block team. I mean, is it more pressure on kickers? Do you think it'll factor in at all? Or what maybe your perspective on unintended consequences?
You know, I think, as always, I think they've put one more decision for the head coaches to make where unless you win the game, you can't be right.
Well,
you know, because you're gonna get all those factors of 3 points, really, at a lot of the end of the games where, okay, let's say you've just gone ahead by one. Do you want to risk kicking that ball? And there's seconds left in the game, and they block it and run it back, and now they have the lead, you know?
I brought that up, Brad. I'd say you're probably going to send out your two-point play unit and take a knee is probably
That's
what you do.
That's exactly right. We were laughing about that. We go, what if the first time this comes up and somebody goes out there and they take a knee? You know, now they're going to say, wow, I don't know if that was the best decision we ever made.
Brad, could you take our listeners through the mechanics? You've been with a lot of great kickers with your 27 years in the NFL. You're with a pretty darn good one right now in Sebastian Janikowski. And, you know, shorter kicks are getting the height. Longer kicks, they're driving the ball a little bit more. But I don't know if you could explain that and clear that up for the listeners. And from your coaching perspective, what you want executed, certainly.
Well, you know, as always, the biggest thing is going to be the snap and the hold. You know, pretty much all these guys nowadays, they're all talented. They're all good. So it's all the other factors that change the outcomes. You know, it's the snapper, it's the holder. How good are those guys? Because, like you said, these kickers nowadays, they're fantastic. So, you know, it's the whole operation. We were laughing this morning that I know they say that it's a 99% conversion rate, but the special teams coach on all those teams is the only nervous guy out there when they go out there to kick that extra point. We know what can happen, you know, and we've seen it, and not only in practice, and as you keep alluding to, my 27 years, I've seen some bad things happen, you know, so I guess those are the flashbacks you get, but you're right. You know, if we're playing up in Buffalo, that 15-yard line for an extra point, I've been up there some days, and it's like, we can't kick that from there. You know, we got to get to the 10. So now what are you going to do? Are you going to try to go for that two-point conversion. You know, I would think you'd have to. Because I've seen the ball, you know, you kick it short and it blows back through the goalposts up there. So, you know, there's just another factor. And I think it's going to be fun for the fans because it's another way we can get second-guessed. And that's what makes football fun. You know, hey, I wouldn't have done that. Why'd they do that? You know, so, I think I understand the NFL side of it. You know, those conversions were, you know, pretty much automatic. What are we going to do differently? You know, my contention always been was to narrow the goalposts. You know, make the goalposts narrower. Now we're putting it all on those kickers, you know, if how good are you? You know, and now you're going to have some discussions when you get in those field goal situations. But that's not what they decided to do, and this is the rule we're going to live with. And, you know, as always, everybody will have to adjust. You know, I think the other thing I just read that Dean put in there was if there's a penalty, you can now reverse your decision and change what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe, you know, if you're going for two, you're using hard counts, or we're double-setting guys on a field goal on the PAT trying to get, you know, jump off sides and shoot. Okay, now we're going to go for two at the one. You know, so I think there'll be a little bit of gamesmanship there, I would like to think there will be.
Let me ask you, just for our listeners, I got two other questions, Seals, but the question now is I've elected to go for one. I'm on the 15. The penalty's against me, and it's going to back the ball up. Am I allowed to change my opinion and go, oh, wait a second, I don't want to kick this field goal. This one's now 38 yards. I want to go for two.
My understanding is now you can take that penalty and go for two.
Mm. Wow.
So, you know, because I think that that'll be a, you know, that will be what you just said. Now a 38-yard field goal, again, in Cleveland or in Buffalo or
Pittsburgh,
you know, Green Bay in December. You know, New England, any of those places, shoot. But now our better chance is probably to go for 2 points.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's long.
Well, Brad, we appreciate you taking the time. We could take you longer, but we're up against it time-wise. So good luck to you, and hopefully we talk to you down the road. But thanks for giving us a few moments of your day.
Hey, my pleasure, fellas. Have a great day.